This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is now at least the third governor in the race for the presidency. He brings impressive pro-life credentials to the campaign and has repeatedly won elections when the odds seemed stacked against him. While astronomers are ogling new photos of Pluto and its moons, amazing photos of a baby born at 25 weeks are inspiring a viral campaign on the web. Born 3.5 months early, Ward Miles Miller was a foot long and weighed less than 2 pounds at birth, and his photos vividly display the humanity of children at this stage of development. At the vanguard of offering human dignity to those otherwise marginalized by imminent death, the hospice movement is now the target of assisted suicide advocates who would like to change that. In an ominous warning, bioethicist and attorney Wesley Smith says, "Euthanasia isn't a choice. It is the end of choices. It isn't reducing suffering. It is terminating life." This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Pro-life advocates in Ireland are telling how abortion-friendly members of the government there have been using the death of a pregnant woman from something entirely unrelated to abortion. Instead of protecting women, they rewrote the case of Savita Halappanavar to create a case for legalizing abortion there. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.